This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Volatile protests over the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh brought reasonable discourse to a halt Tuesday. Even seasoned journalists fled for refuge in the face of some protests. Despite the election of a pro-life majority in Congress and at the White House, abortion advocates demand unlimited abortion and a Supreme Court justice to ensure that end. One governor is trying to serve abortion advocate demands. New York Governor Cuomo says he will seek a permanent right to abortion in New York. In other headlines, Ireland's prime minister wants free, unlimited abortion, and Illinois taxpayers will now pay nearly $1,400 for every abortion in the state. This is Life News Radio.
A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to God's gift in each human life. Let's become the culture of life.
Pro-life advocates at the Susan B. Anthony List asked voters in battleground states and found they want the president's nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, confirmed and also want abortion policy legislated and not defined in courts. Abortion advocates like to say that when their polls ask about Roe v. Wade, they find overwhelming support. The trick is that too many Americans are unfamiliar with Roe's implications. When simply asked what abortions they support, most Americans oppose most abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.